This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Advertising for work as a creative often means making low wages, no benefits, or Social Security, but a fancier way of self-presentation in the precarious gig economy. U.S. News & World Report ranked Louisiana last among the 50 states across the board, 47th in health care, 49th in education, 44th in economy, 50th in opportunity, 44th in infrastructure, 48th in crime and corrections, and 48th in fiscal stability. Polls from January 2018 to January 2019 find the country split 36% independent, 32% Democratic, and 25% Republican. Study in the Netherlands of 7,000 men and women over 30 years found that 16% of the men and about 34% of the women lived until 90. Men who did physical activity 90 minutes per day were more likely to reach 90 compared to those who did less than 30. Every additional 30 minutes of daily physical activity added 5% increase to the odds of making 90. 37-year-old former mayor of San Salvador is leading in a race for president of El Salvador on an anti-corruption platform, outshining the two major party candidates from MARENA and FMLN. Democrats in the House are proposing an across-the-board increase of 2%, as well as raising the annual COLA for Social Security. The bill would also cut federal income tax on Social Security benefits. It would be paid for by an increase of payroll tax over 24 years from 12.4% to 14.8%. The minimum benefit would be increased for low-earning workers. If middle-class pay had increased as fast as economic growth, the average middle-class family today would earn about $15,000 more a year after taxes and benefits. Instead, the middle-class family effectively forfeits the money to the rich year after year because of tax favoritism. The NFL tap danced around the civil rights issue of Colin Kaepernick, whose case comes up in the future, with videos of NFL officials visiting King's Museum and Representative John Lewis, former mayor and King associate Andrew Young, and members of King's family on the field for the Super Bowl in Atlanta before the kickoff. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 and Your Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement to our sister stations WDSV 91.9 FM in Greenville, Mississippi, and KABF 88.3 FM in Little Rock, Arkansas. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.